When the blessed month of Rajab approaches, it brings a wonderful feeling of happiness and peace. You'll have the privilege of collecting the blessings of Rajab and then the blessings of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. May we also become fortunate enough to seek forgiveness in the holy month of Ramadan. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers. The arrival of the blessed month of Rajab al-Murajab has rekindled the remembrance of the holy month of Ramadan. On one hand, there is abundance of blessings of Rajab al-Murajab and Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. And on the other hand, there is incomparable greatness of the holy month of Ramadan. Subhanallah. It is stated in the blessed hadith that when the month Rajab al-Murajab would approach, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this beautiful dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Meaning, O Allah, bless us with blessings in Rajab and Sha'ban and make us reach Ramadan. Subhanallah. And in the explanation of this hadith, it is stated that it means, O Allah, grant us blessing in the acts of our worship during the month of Rajab, humility and devotion in the month of Sha'ban, and bless us with the month of Ramadan with the privilege of fast and qiyam during this month. Subhanallah, what a beautiful dua it is. While following this beautiful sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should also keep reciting this dua whenever we remember, or at least after each fard salah, inshallah. Respected imams of the masjids can recite this dua after 5 times salah, or rather they can make the musallis recite it. It is requested to recite with the intention of sunnah, that if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, they will also get the reward, and it will also be easier for the musallis to memorize it. Rajab is the month of repentance, subhanallah. So let's make this beautiful dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen.